Again, I am delighted that you are all here. So thankful for your presence here this morning. And I just forgot, Brother Barry was going to do a scripture reading for us. So if you want to go ahead and do that, I'll just pause here for a second. Thank you. Again, we're very delighted to see each and every one of you here today. We're thankful for your presence. The visitors, if you'll hold on for just a moment after service, I have a visitor card I'd like to give to you to fill out. If you would be willing to do that, and I'll get that here once the lesson or once service is over this morning. I want to comment again on those that have been to help clean here within the building and all the work that is being done. And I'm so thankful for all of you and your willingness to come in and work. And I know the folks cleaned the closet out the other day, or not the other day, but yesterday. And I looked in there last night and I thought, this is good. This would be a good doghouse for me. It's plenty big enough. So that's going to be my new doghouse. But I appreciate it. We got a lot of work done inside and out. And I know some of you are here cleaning and at other times and just doing a lot of work. And just thank you so much. And I can't tell you how much I greatly appreciate it. So one of the things I didn't mention this morning was Brother Don is still down in South Carolina, and he's coming back tomorrow. Is that correct? He sent me a picture of a gator, and I asked him to bring it back with him. So he said we'd keep it in the baptistry, but I don't know how that's going to work. But he did not get water did not get in the house down there. Is that correct? So we are thankful for that, and Lord willing, he'll have a safe trip back to us tomorrow. If the blind lead the blind, they both shall fall in the ditch. Jesus dealt so many times with the Pharisees during his time here upon this earth, and they were constantly trying to twist him up, constantly trying to catch him in a lie, to have something that he said that they could disprove who it was that he said he was. In Matthew chapter 15, beginning in verse 1, then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever says his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me, it is a gift of God,' then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. And in vain they worship me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as the doctrines the commandments of men.' And when he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, 'Hear and understand. Not that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man.' And then his disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying. But Jesus answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall in the ditch. There's a lot of blindness, spiritually speaking, in the world today. This is not something that is new. As Jesus confronted this, it's not something that is new. When we see those around about us that simply cannot and do not see the truth, that there are those that teach, that preach that which is not true, many times that which is irrelevant when it comes to serving God, when it comes to serving Christ, and simply they are blind in the fact that they do not see the truth, and they are leading others that do not wish to understand or begin to know the truth, that they themselves are blind, and they both fall in the ditch. Well, who is the blind? In this passage of Scripture that we read, the blind was the Pharisees. See, they exalted their traditions above the law. It wasn't as important as what they thought as what God said. They had certain traditions that they'd want to keep up with. And they would try to bind those traditions on others that were around them. Mark 7 and 13, making the word of God of no effect through the tradition which you have handed down and many such things that you do. See, they take the word of God and they say, well, this doesn't coincide with how we believe. Or this doesn't coincide with how we are taught or how we have been taught. Or this is not in line with how we have done things all these years. And basically, their worship then becomes vain because of how they serve God. Now the Pharisees are a great example to us that we can see what not to do. The Pharisees love themselves and they love to be built up and they love to be edified amongst themselves. They love to be seen and they love to have other people look at them. And in their minds, that was more important than the Word of God and the Word of truth. And yet, even yet today, we don't have to look too far to see that there are others that want glory amongst themselves, that want to be seen, that want to be heard, and it does not matter whether they speak the Word of God or not, but they want preeminence here upon this earth. And what they do, as they do these things, they simply become blind guides. And what they do is they simply say, we don't care about what the Bible says. We are giving the people what it is that they want. So many have a new way of thinking and a new way of doing things. It is important, my friends, for you and I, that when we consider the idea of what Jesus said here about blind leaders and how they need and how they lead those that are blind, that for you and I, it is important that we see the truth. It is important that we understand what the Word of God is. That way we will not be blind leaders ourselves. That way we will not be apt to hear those that are blind in their teachings and what it is that they've given to you and I. And for each and every one of us in here, we need to be ones that see the truth and can be an example. Not like these blind guides that were the Pharisees. Not like those that hold to traditions that are above the law, or they think they are above the law, and then they turn around and worship God in vain. False teachers today can be seen by many, many things. If I would simply ask for you to give me a list of falsities that we find in worship, what could you come up with? What could you begin to consider and take a look at for those that are in the denominational world? What are they doing that might be considered the tradition of men? Or what could they be doing that would be considered to make men happy? And yet we find things such as salvation. There are those that teach a salvation that is not in the Bible. Salvation comes through Christ Jesus. Yes, God is love. Yes, God is mercy. Yes, God is full of grace. And God has sent His Son that through Him you may have that hope of eternal life. We find those that teach that there's salvation before baptism and they're blind guides. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The conjunction and connects two or more things together and it gives them equal value and equal importance on both of them. Believe and be baptized. There's not one that is less important. There's not one that is more important, but they are both equal. And believing and in baptizing, they shall find salvation. Is it impossible for apostasy? Truth is, it is possible to fall away, isn't it? My friends, we need to guard. We need to guard against Satan, who works so hard to tear us away. Because why wouldn't I want to hear, as I went through my life, you know what, Scott, it doesn't matter what you do, God's going to save you. Because you have believed and you've confessed His name. And then you were baptized as an outward expression of an inward faith. Of course God's going to save you. That's not what the Bible teaches, though, is it? See, there are those that are blind that come and they give that to other people. And that's why the importance of studying the Scripture comes each and every day for you and I, that we can understand and we can recognize. Those who teach the Lord's Supper is not essential. Those who teach false doctrine, they're blind. They're blind. And we find that there's blindness that is all around us. I want you to consider for just a second, those that are blind to the Scripture are ignorant. And that may be a hard word to say, that may be a hard word to think about, but simply they're ignorant. They do not know the truth of God, and they do not desire to go in and to look and to see, well, what does God say upon the matter? Because the thing is, I can come up with myself, reasoning within my own mind to do this or to do that. But if I don't consider God, what relevancy is there? If I don't take into consideration what God wants me to do, what is the chance that I'm going to err in my life if I don't consider God? Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Because just like water follows the path of least resistance, many times in life, people do also, when it comes to religion, they want the path of least resistance. They want to hear, I can do whatever, and I still have that hope of eternal life. And yet the truth, that which is not blind, is the fact that we live a life to Christ, that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. We're not conformed to this world, Romans 12, 1 and 2. We're changed. We're different. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Let's back up a little bit and begin in verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled from those who perish, whose minds the God of this age, small g. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Whose minds the God, small g, of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the same image, or who is the image of God, could shine on them. Verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Christ's sake. For it is the God, capital G, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in the hearts, in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Satan works so hard to bring blindness on you and I. God is light. Oh, we see in the light. Satan is darkness. Boy, we stumble around and stub our toes and run into things and feel our way around. And you know what? We can't know accurately where to go. We think we know where to go. It is Satan that works to put us in darkness in this life. The God of this age is trying to blind us. The God of this age, small g, Satan, is trying to take light from our life so that we can't see and that we don't go in and discover the truth. Well, that's how the Pharisees were. But the Pharisees were so puffed up. They were so proud because they could say, look at us. Look at us. Remember the prayer of the sinner and the publican and the Pharisee, where the one could not even lift his eyes to heaven and simply said, Father, forgive me, a sinner. And then there was the Pharisee. God, I thank you that I'm not like these others. I do this and I do that. And I give of my blessings. Look at me, God, what I have done. And if there's anybody that ever had the right to do that, wasn't it Christ Jesus? And yet that is such a contradiction to the personality of Christ that he never did it. He said, the Son of Man has come to be a servant. The Son of Man has come to die so that life may come. Wash those disciples' feet. When he is hurt, when he was harmed, he did not try to get back, and yet said, Father, forgive them. You know, those that are blind, Satan wants to blind us. Satan gives those people that are blind the ignorance that they do not want to discover the truth. And they simply do not love the truth. Because for so many that are blind guides, you know what would happen if they spoke the truth? They would lose a following, wouldn't they? They would lose a following. Isn't it amazing how many people decide or choose to have blindness within their life to where they both fall in the ditch? And you have to believe that those that have been led into the ditch, they'll pop back up and go, well, it's not my fault. I was following so and so. I was following so and so. You know, we're told to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, aren't we? Responsibility lies on each and every one of us. And I beg you, don't take what I have to say from the pulpit for granted. Study it. Reread it. Think upon it. Two things. I don't want to teach that which is not true. I don't want to be a blind guide. I don't want to lead you into something that is wrong and it would cost your salvation. And on the other side of that, I pray that if I was doing that, there'd be somebody strong enough to say, Scott, we need to talk about this. And we'll go to the Bible and decide. We won't go to 2018 and decide what is the will of the people or the will of a common man. We won't go and decide, well, what is it that tickles the ears? But we'll see what the Scripture has to say upon the matter. I beg you, let all of us study. Let all of us not be influenced by Satan, by the darkness of him and his influence, and let us not be influenced by those that are simply blind. Oh yes, I've heard those that have stood in the pulpit and have taught great swelling words. And in part, words that were really influential. But when it came time to speak of Christ Jesus and Him crucified, and the hope that lies in Him, and the promise of eternal life that lies in Christ and only in Christ, they were blinded and led, for some men hundreds, for other men thousands, into a way that is not truth. How sad that day will be when there be those that stand before Christ in judgment and they give answer. I pray that I never lead someone into falsehood, someone into sin, someone into darkness. I pray that I can be that humble servant of God. People become so blinded in this life because of the influence of Satan, as we've just read. They become influenced through the pleasures of sin, the lust of money, the lust of the flesh, the lust for power, the lust for pride within this life. And if you think about it, how many people in this life do we know that that becomes priority one when it comes to the pleasure of sin, the lust of money, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life? And we have to struggle. We have to be aware. We have to be conscious of what those things do in our life. For all of us. For all of us. And there's nothing wrong with having money. We have to have money. But does it become a priority? The pleasures of sin, boy, they're for a season, aren't they? They're for a season. You know, as I've grown older, I think about, not necessarily that I was partaking in these pleasures of sin when I was younger, but to think about those that were around me and a lot of the things that they were doing. And I've gotten older, and I know that there are many of those that simply don't do those things anymore. But there are some that still do. You know, the pleasures of things that are against God will take us away from God through all of eternity. The blind guides lead those who are uninformed. They pervert the truth. The Apostle Paul goes or writes to the church at Galatia and says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from the gospel in which you were once called. By keeping others from understanding the truth. By teaching them false doctrine. By offering material rewards or praise or honor and power as Satan offered to Christ in Matthew chapter 4. We must war against blindness, spiritual blindness within this life. And understand and know that we're subject to it, every single one of us. Because we must always be cautious to remember Christ Jesus. To remember His Word and to remember the truth. And we don't have to look far to find that there are those that are spiritually blind that want more than anything to have an influence on us. You don't have to look far to find those that tell us, the Church of Christ, baptism's not necessary. You don't have to look far to find those that say, you can't fall away. You don't have to look far to find those that simply say, you know what, God is love and I believe He's going to save all. But what is the truth? What is the truth? We have the example of the Pharisees who love their traditions more than they love the truth. We have throughout all of the ages those that love the things that are of this world more than they love God and His Word. My prayer for all of us is that we understand those that are spiritually blinded, that we recognize those that are spiritually blinded, and we don't allow them to influence us. That it is in the light of the gospel that we focus our minds and we focus our work. That we can always be in the light to stand in the light and not be influenced by the darkness of this world. And my friends, yet there be so many that would teach different than what the Bible has to say. That we continue to walk within the Scripture. That we continue to love God. And unlike these blind that lead the blind, I pray that we will be full of light, giving light to others, so that we ourselves do not fall in a ditch, nor those that see us in our example. Let us take a moment for prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to Thee again so thankful for the day that has been given to us, our time to worship You. Father, we just pray that as we've studied here this morning, that we can be a light within this life. And Father, we can be weary of those that are spiritually blind and those that through their blindness lead others into blindness as well. Father, we just pray that we can be a light, that we can be an example, that we can be aware of those that try to tear us away from the truth, and Father, that we can be involved in the Scripture, and we can become knowledgeable within Your Word, that we ever study it, Father, and we ever grow deeper understanding of Your great love. Father, we pray for all those that are spiritually blinded, that do not know the truth. We pray, Father, that the influence could be on them, that they would have their eyes open, they could know the great love that is within You and what it is that You have to say in regards to man's salvation. Father, we pray now that You go with us on throughout the remaining portion of this service, that You walk with us throughout this life. Forgive us of our sins, found faithful at death. Give us that home with Thee. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing the song that has been selected. If anyone is here this morning and they've never obeyed the gospel of Christ, if you believe that Christ Jesus is the Son of God and you're willing to confess that faith before men, repenting of your sins, we have water, or we will get to water, in which we will baptize you in the name of the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to rise to walk in newness of life. You know, that plan of salvation that I speak of there comes from truth, and it comes from Scripture. It's not man-made, it is not coming from one that is blind in the Scripture, that we know that in Christ Jesus we have that promise and hope of eternal life. Maybe you've once taken those steps, but fallen back into the ways of the world. If you have been subjected to those that are blind, or maybe if you're starting to lose some of your sight, spiritually speaking, I want to encourage you to get back on that path that leads to God. If we need to pray for you or simply encourage you, we want to help you in any way that we can. I hope you give consideration to your soul salvation here this morning. If you're subject to this invitation, won't you come as together we stand and as we sing.